Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Thanks, everybody.
The Bears.
You're listening to the best of the Bears.
He's in for the touchdown, and the Chicago Bears have taken the lead.
A weekly mix of 670 The Score's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
Report with Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Brad Biggs is the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Big Zay!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, you're the man. You've got the main story in town, for God's sake. The Bears finally getting a game in here. They're going to be heading back to division play, going into Minnesota. This will be the first time that Ben Johnson gets to play a team for the second time in a year. Obviously, you do that against all your division opponents, but the loss earlier in the year now gets an opportunity to be avenged, and maybe you win your first ever game in the NFC North.
Yeah, so that makes it a big one for the Bears. We talked about a little bit yesterday after starting 0-2 in the division. Like, it's going to be really difficult to hunt down either the Lions or the Packers if you keep losing in the division games, if they fall to 0-3. And this has been one of their big problems for a long stretch now, 3-18. In their last 21 games in the division, and those 18 losses by an average of about 10 points apiece. So you're, as you can remember back, a lot of rather lopsided affairs too. So here's the opportunity, I think I mentioned it yesterday too. It's a Vikings team that I'm not sure they've been able to maintain the good mojo that they've had for quite some time under Kevin O'Connell. Things just seem off up there, and when they can hit, they're still quite formidable. Going to Detroit and beating the Lions just 2 weeks ago, when they're not on their game this season, they've looked quite poor. So I think it's an opportunity for Ben Johnson to do that, and let's go out and get the first division win. That's improve the Bears to 7-3 and keep them marching forward.
So I look at the defense, Brad, and I think it doesn't have the certainty that you'd want midway through the season. They're in the bottom five scoring defense, bottom five of yards per rush, yards per pass, and yet they lead the NFL in takeaways. It doesn't make sense, I think, from a football traditionalist point of view. At the same time, the takeaways, it's all about that. What do you think is what is the biggest indicator on Sunday? What will it be to say this defense is up for the challenge today, or this defense is being effective versus it's not working?
Well, you know, we can talk about all these other stats, but if they're able to get takeaways in bunches against J.J. McCarthy, it's going to put the Vikings in a real tough spot. I think that Kevin O'Connell is going to want to try to run the football as well as he possibly can with what's a two-headed operation now with Aaron Jones back for, I think this will be his fourth game back after an IR stint. And Jordan Mason, if they can run the ball like some of these Bears opponents have had a high degree of success of this season, then you can keep J.J. McCarthy out of those situations where he's been inaccurate, he's had trouble reading it out, he's been uncomfortable in the pocket. Like, you know, all the telltale problems that young quarterbacks in the league have that Bears fans have seen too much of in the last 10 or 20 years. Like, that's what Minnesota's got going on with J.J. right now. So I think they need to try to run the ball. And can the Bears handle that? Can they handle that with a too high shell as well? Because if they have to put an extra guy in the box a lot, then you've got to worry a little bit or even a lot of bit about Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison on the outside. Addison, a guy who missed the week one game off a suspension.
Brad, we talked a little bit yesterday, didn't really get into it, about the idea that Caleb Williams has run for 50 yards in each of the last two games, 50 yards plus in each of the last two games. And now here they are. You're kind of looking at this this possibility of a Viking team that would be really aware of that. According to Coach Wants, that we were talking to him, he said he felt that Brian Flores will try to stop any kind of outside runs and force the Bears to run between the tackles, which may well slow down any runs from Caleb Williams. I hope so anyway. And it may mean more featuring of Manungai over Swift if they try to do that. What do you anticipate happening with that? And you know, the Dennis Allen yesterday talked about how multidimensional quarterbacks cause such headaches for a defense.
Oh yeah, I mean that's a quarterback that can break a defense when it's third down and six, and you've got tight coverage, and you've got a rusher breakthrough who comes close to the quarterback, and then an alley pops up, and the guy's able to run for 12 yards. And that's a killer. The defense is nearly off the field, and then they've been able to move the chains. Lamar Jackson, I think, had 36 yards rushing against the Minnesota Vikings last week at US Bank Stadium. I don't think he had a carry for more than 10 yards. So the Vikings will be mindful of what Caleb can do on the ground. But it could be a factor. And if Caleb's able to get out and run for, you know, 35 plus yards, it could be a big factor in this game. one of the things I think the Vikings have been disappointed about this season is they went with a couple real veterans to sort of help anchor that defensive line in Jonathan Allen and Javon Hargrave. And I think they've been a little bit better of late, but they probably haven't provided the impact that perhaps the Vikings were hoping to get with a couple highly successful players that have been going at it for quite a long time. Again, in talking to people, I think they've been a little bit better lately, maybe kind of settling in to what Flores wants them to do. But earlier in the season, you looked at some of the games and you're like, wow, they're not getting the return on the investment with the guys up front on the D-line.
How do you think that Caleb Williams will be in a better position to handle all that Brian Flores will throw at him? He's expecting it. They talk about it openly. Ben Johnson has a very good record against Flores-led defenses. Caleb Williams does not. What do you expect in terms of that chess match on Sunday?
Yeah, I think the Bears are going to feel like they've done all the homework that they can potentially do. Like, they're not going to leave a worksheet unfinished before this game, before this test. What makes them feel like he's better in a better position to handle this time around? I mean, just Bears run defense rushing offense is completely different than what Caleb had by his side in week one. Like, it totally different. And the Bears have gone from really struggling to run the ball earlier in the year to all of a sudden they're number two in the NFL in rushing. Over the last five games, the Bears have rushed for 917 yards. The only Bears team to do that since Walter Payton was in the backfield in 1986 was they pulled that off in a stretch back in 2022 when all they could do was run with Justin Fields.
That was all the quarterback. Yeah.
Right.
Yes, right. And so it wasn't – this is more traditional. The quarterback's helping – but this is more traditional. Like, that powerful running game was completely missing in the opener. So I think that can be a difference here for Caleb this time around. And it needs to be, because the Vikings did a nice job against the Bears running game. That was one of the things, I think I mentioned it earlier in the week, that the coaching staff really lamented, is that the Vikings were with a light box, were able to really shut down the Bears' running game in that first meeting week one, Monday Night Football.
This segment with Brad Biggs is sponsored by S-Wing Professional Tools, made in the USA for over 100 years, S-Wing.com. Brad, we talked yesterday about the various themes of the game this week, the Bears in the division, a piece of first place, et cetera. But really, maybe the greatest theme is the one we've kind of been touching upon, which is the Bears play caller against the Vikings defensive coordinator. Whether whether Ben Johnson is going to beat Brian Flores, whether Ben Johnson in his last game in a dome this year is going to be able to pull off some things that are unexpected. How do you see that matchup? How do you see this game going? You can, at this point, probably give us your pick.
Yeah, Flores has been tough on the Bears. The Vikings, since Flores became the defensive coordinator in 2023, are 4-1 against the Bears. That one win by the Bears was one of those super gross 12-10 games. But it's a new era for the Bears, and we're learning a little bit more about it on a weekly basis. And like I said, something seems amiss just not quite right for the Vikings this season. They remain dangerous on any given Sunday, but something seems off a little bit. So I picked the Bears. I don't have a super high degree of confidence given some of their issues, particularly giving up a ton of points to just about anybody. They have struggled against defensively against quarterbacks that aren't great, and J.J. McCarthy has got a world of talent, but no one's going to describe him as great at this point. But with the Bears' ability to run the football, with Caleb being incredible in the crunch moments of the fourth quarter, with Caleb taking care of the football this season, and on the flip side, J.J.'s hasn't done a great job of that, and McCarthy had one really bad pick last week against the Ravens. I felt like everything was kind of pushing me towards a Bears pick for this week, 28-24. And if the Bears win this one, check out what the 6-3 Lions have got going on. That's Sunday night at Philadelphia. So that'll be Lions are going to have their hands full. Although the Eagles are coming off a short week following the Monday night, either a defensive gym or snooze fest, depending on how you look at it, at Lambeau Field.
So Biggs Time predicts waking up Monday morning with the Bears, undisputed first place team in the NFC North.
No. I mean, Dave, you're going to have to, commercial break, roll back the tape, listen to what I said. I predicted the Bears to win, and I noted that the Lions are going to have their hands full Sunday night. I'm not offering predictions on a game I have.
I don't know how you stay comfortable sitting on the fence as often as you do.
Oh.
Oh, man, I don't know how you can sleep at night when you twist people's words so regularly.
Okay, but just kidding. But Brad,
a lot of people wonder how Mr. David sleeps.
Brad, back to the thing that I think is very interesting, and I want to amplify it because it's great research. And it's stunning to me, really. Not since 1986, the Bears have put together a five-game stretch where they've had this many rushing yards, except for 2022, which I think is a little bit of an asterisk because of the Justin Fields factor. But their running game hasn't been this dominant for a five-game stretch since 86?
That's what I got off Pro Football Reference yesterday.
That's great. It's interesting.
Yeah, and they've just... And the yards per carry has been huge as well. Like, it's not like 3 yards in a cloud of dust. I mean, they're throwing the ball too, and it's just kind of starting to click. So if they can avoid some of the second and third quarter lulls, if they can not continue to find themselves in a position where they're backed into a corner in the fourth quarter, then they'll really have something going, because that's not sustainable to try to rely on fourth quarter magic. I think even the biggest Caleb Williams fans out there would probably admit that. So they've got to be better as a whole throughout the game.
And that would support this idea that the offensive line not only has been improved, but they played together now and they're playing well together, and they've improved as a group. And that's one of the elements of this game that is so interesting, is thinking about what the Bears were like in the second week of the season and how much better they've become. Part of that is, I would argue that the majority of that is on offense. And I think that we talk about the quarterback quite a bit, but the offensive line play as well. So that kind of includes everything.
Yeah, look, I think they're getting the return on the investment, and Ben Johnson sort of made note of that a little bit when he spoke on Monday. And one of the things is they swapped out the left tackles, late in the second quarter of that week four game at Las Vegas. And other than that, they really haven't had to swap guys out, change guys. And they've had musical chairs for the past couple seasons,
right,
with more of the changes probably being injury related than performance. Like, they just, remember, they just kept suffering injuries on the line. So, and I saw a statistic last week, so I haven't seen an updated one on it, but they were maybe around top 10 in terms of number of snaps for your most consistent unit on the field. So for, you know, whatever your most used grouping of offensive linemen was, the number of snaps that they have, and because they haven't had a lot of turnover other than the left tackle move, they were in pretty good shape there. And so that helps. I think that helps the growth and development of that group, because the rushing numbers aren't anywhere near where they're at right now if they're not playing well. The sack percentage, sacks per pass attempt is now, we talked about it being cut nearly in half a week or two ago. It's now less than half of what it was last season. The quarterback's he's been sacked four times in the last four games.
Before we let you go, Brad, quickly, Dennis Allen talked about Joe Tryon-Shoyinka yesterday. Do you expect him to get more snaps this week because he's more accustomed to the defense?
They've got, you know what they feel like there? They feel like they're making the best out of a situation that isn't great because of the injuries with competition, allowing guys to compete for that playing time. So I think that begins on the practice field this week, maybe extends to the first half of the game. Like, who's playing well? Does somebody have a little bit of a hot hand? You're still going to rotate them. But Booker being in the mix, guys, that Austin Booker's start this past Sunday against the Giants was his first, a game you might have been there, Dave. It was the 6A 2020 state championship in Indiana. That was the last game the guy had started. He did not start last year as a rookie.
You may have been
there.
He
did not start in college. So Booker got the start. He got a bunch of playing time. I think we'll see Tryon get a little more work moving forward, but that's going to be game flow. I asked similar questions this week, and you know they talked about having a competition, one that Tryon's certainly part of. The thing they really like about him to this point is they've discovered they think he's super smart, and picking things up has come quickly and naturally to him.
That's great. All righty, Bigsy, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Brad. Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend, guys.
You too.
That is our guy, Brad Bigsy, football man of the Chicago Tribune. Always fun to talk to Bigsy. I'm getting a little nervous that too many of us are taking the Chicago Bears in this game. Brandon has also
Let's
taken
get out
the
Brandon
Bears
on the record here.
Brandon, you are Bears.
I got Bears 26-24.
That's a clean sweep. I know that makes you uncomfortable.
That makes me change my pick
tuned
on Sunday.
This is a great tease for the pregame show. That is a great tease for the Sunday pregame show right here on The Score. What time does it begin? It begins
9 a.m.
9 a.m.
Myself.
And that is when Mully will have the true test. Will he continue to pick the Bears, or will he
game time
waffle and change yet again?
You don't know if I've ever waffled or if I've ever
changed. I listen to the pregame show.
I don't waffle much. I'm not a waffler.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
But don't apologize for a win in this league, guys. Don't apologize. We did what we had to do.
Winning ugly, shout out to Bubba Sparks, is a thing that has been done by the league's best team for a couple of years now with the Eagles. They win ugly, Speaks.
Yeah, they really, they win. It's what they do.
Yes.
Jalen Hurts often will have weeks where he doesn't produce for large portions of the game in terms of gaudy numbers and an offense that moves the ball, but they find a way, don't they?
They do, and I know that it's led to some conversation about A.J. Brown and whether or not he's happy. And if you have a player that is winning football games and making all the money, because he got all the money once he got traded from Tennessee, and winning a Super Bowl, if he's not happy, that's not you. That's him. That if you can't see that, look at this thing that you're part of. I get it is not always aesthetically pleasing. The brand of football that the Eagles play. And I bring this up because of what we talked about with the Bears. That there seems to be a test of whether or not it is aesthetically pleasing when the Bears win. And I look at the Eagles and go, I kind of like them being like, we don't care.
I think a lot of their fans do. I think their fans get worried. Their fans see it and they're like, man, we're paying a lot for this offense. Like, it's a very expensive offense there in Philly with the Barkley money and the Hurts money and the A.J. Brown money. Devontae Smith get paid? I think so,
as
right?
He should.
Yeah. So, like, Lane Thomas, who got injured the other night, but, like, they do find a way. But I wonder if their fans go through it or not. I think, look, your point is incredibly valid, especially at this time of year, man. That you've just find a way and keep the record where it needs to be until hopefully you find yourself and play your best ball. Isn't that the Chiefs' way over the last couple of years too?
The Chiefs seem to be doing it in a different way where we're like, oh well, yeah, and you're right, Speaks, you're right. But I'm saying that with them, because of Mahomes, it might look a little bit more wrapped, like a better wrapped present, because Mahomes does one crazy thing a game that makes you go, oh my God, I didn't know the quarterbacks were allowed to do that type of stuff. Yeah. But at the end, it's the effectiveness. It's easier to accept when the team wins it all. And I get that. When it comes to us talking about that as it pertains to the Bears, mm-hmm. if you're sitting on a Super Bowl ring or a Super Bowl appearance, it's easier to accept, yeah, they're winning ugly, and when the time is right, they'll do what they need to do to win. I just look at the Bears and with the promise of jetpacks, and I know that plays a role too. with the promise of jetpacks with the quarterback, if the quarterback is able to engineer a win when it looked like you were going to lose, sure, I would prefer that it would be easier.
Mm-hmm.
But if at the end of it, you have the guy that's able to pull your ass out of the fire, that means something to me.
They had 183 net passing yards, did the Eagles in Green Bay. 13 first downs. They gave Saquon Barkley the ball 22 times, and he had 60 yards. 60 yards on 22 carries.
He did come up with a big catch, though.
Yes, there was a 28-yard gain that he had. But, you know, and A.J. Brown only targeted three times, continuing that.
But when they were trying to put the kill shot together, he was the kill shot.
And we've seen that all year, where they will go to him to be the kill shot. Hey, man, Howie Roseman said it after the deadline when asked if they thought about trading A.J. Brown. He said, he's too important to winning. That's what it's about. It's the threat and fear that having a guy like A.J. Brown can provide. It's, you know, Rome Odunze got like a little starter crash course in what it's like to be a capable wide receiver in the NFL and not get targeted at all, not get used, but have your team win. And Rome responded beautifully.
Yes.
And we're not surprised, having known about Rome what we thought we've known since he was scouted from Washington. I remember hearing some incredible things about him. I agree with you that if A.J. Brown's got a problem with it, it's on him. But the lesson to be learned here for Bears fans is, like, even the Super Bowl winner has to do what the Bears have done the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, and you have no control over your schedule. I saw it posed the idea of this morning on one of the Nationals on ESPN. They were like, are the Bears good or was their schedule easy? And other than three games, the schedule that they play is the schedule that every team in the NFC North plays. Now, maybe you have gotten lucky at the times that you've played them, but you thought you got lucky at the time you played Baltimore and you lost. This league is like that. And so you should never apologize for wins. Like, never. And seeing the Bears in a position where people can dream, and you can look at the last eight games, and for me, the number is 10. Can you find 10?
I agree.
Can you find four?
From now, it's can you find four?
Can you find four out of the next eight? That's up to you on how you feel about it. I do think that this week should be a game that we expect them to win.
We haven't turned the page yet, Lawrence. I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea what kind of game you're talking about. We're going to turn the page later on. We're also going to talk to Mark Grody with the latest from Halas Hall at 5 o'clock. We do have an injury report, though. Josh Blackwell practiced in full so after the concussion, so that should help special teams. Cole Kmet, limited, practiced. Dominique Robinson, limited. So maybe he's back to help defensive line depth. DeAndre Swift.
Cole Kmet did work last week. We haven't talked about it enough, and we've talked about it. He did work last week. So if he's getting one of those, hey man, take an extra day to get yourself right days.
But at least it was limited. That extra day thing you're talking about, the Bears Wednesday tradition now.
Grady Jarrett.
Eight different players.
Who got it?
Kevin Byard got rest.
Old.
Jaquan Brisker got a back. He didn't practice. Grady Jarrett, rest.
Old.
DJ Moore, shoulder.
And probably rest. Old.
Rome Odunze, ankle.
Young.
That's right. No, but the last 2 weeks he's done the Wednesday no practice thing, right? Tyreek Stevenson, shoulder. Jahdae Walker, concussion.
Don't like that.
And then TJ Edwards, again, did not practice with a hand in the hamstring. I don't like that. That's the one that's most concerning to me.
You'd love to have him back for this game. You'd love to. But if not, you can make do. I know this could be played on a loop at some point. I just don't think the kid in Minnesota is good.
McCarthy? That's who they're playing? We haven't turned the page
yet. Oh, you're right. My bad.
What about Nine? Maybe your thoughts on Nine during Turn the Page.
It's a different guy. Completely different guy.
Different guy.
Different mindset.
Just like Parkins and Spiegel was a different show than Spiegel and Parkins.
Very different show.
I call him Nine. Nine comes out and...
That's a man talking about himself, for the record.
You see the faces that he makes when he gets in the... Yeah. Those are mean faces. Feisty. After throwing for $130.
Scouts love that. You show him a different face.
He has a good face. He's got a pretty girlfriend. It means he's got confidence.
He's had pretty much the same girlfriend the entire time. Like Mike Gundy said about...
Pretty much.
There were some times.
They were on a break there for a while, and that's a long story.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Do you anticipate the Bears getting their first victory in the Ben Johnson era in Minnesota this Sunday? Will the Bears benefit from having played and lost to the Vikings earlier this season? Can you please predict the winner and a score?
It really is true that they are a different team now than they were when the season opened. First year head coach, a lot of things you could point to. New offensive line, getting to know each other. It was one of those games, though, still in retrospect, the Bears should have won. J.J. McCarthy had his best quarter of the season, and it won him the NFC Offensive Player of the Week honor that Monday night. There were a lot of things that maybe are different than they were that night. I think it starts with the Bears' offensive line, which we talked about, has come together nicely. Also, Caleb Williams is more equipped for this challenge than he was on opening night. He's gotten better. He's improved. And the things that you worry about is a defense that is compromised because TJ Edwards is out and they might not have everyone on all hands on deck to help stop the run. If the Vikings can run the ball, then the Bears could be in trouble. But the Bears think they're going to be able to run the ball, and the Vikings could be in trouble because of that. I think the Bears need to pay attention to detail. They need to eliminate the sloppy mistakes that could be possible because of the crowd noise. But if they're efficient, they will be explosive, and the defense will make J.J. McCarthy turn the ball over. He's thrown a couple interceptions at bad times in recent weeks. He's going to do it again. I think the Bears win 31-26.
Bears. I think this is going to be a really fun game. And it's basically, to me, if not now, when would you win a game on the road in the division? This all sets up for the time and place to actually have this happen. I don't want the 2.5. I don't need the 2.5. I will take the 2.5. Bears 24, Vikings 21.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's a really interesting game to me because you will learn if the Bears have improved, and I think they are improving. I think they are getting better. I just don't know if they've gotten good enough yet. So I think when I look at this game, I think it's going to be a very close game. I think that I think the Bears have been kind of coming back and winning at the end of games. I think that when you look at the point spread, Minnesota is favored by, is it 2.5 or 3? It's up to 3. And I think that at this point, I would probably take the Bears by a single point. I will take the Bears 24-23 in this game. But by Sunday, I hold out the right to maybe take a look at that injured list a little closer.
What would make you change your mind?
It doesn't this take week. Much. The shift of a wind.
What would it take, though?
A look from someone. It would probably take missing somebody that I think is more essential than maybe other people do. But I got the Bears winning 24-23. Yep.
Unless
I change my mind by Sunday.
Yeah, I know. I want to know that, like, what player is that impactful on the injury list right now? Like, you look at the guys who are questionable. Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of them.
Well, T.J. Edwards is unlikely to play. That's going to hurt him.
That's a bad one.
I think they can win without him. If there's somebody in the secondary that somehow pops up, Tyrick Stevenson having no designation, that's big.
Yeah, I don't know how to feel about that, but I guess that means he plays, right?
Yeah.
Right now, I feel like the Bears are going to win the game, but it is Friday at 6:51. There are still plenty of things that can go on. There are plenty of things that can happen. You can learn 1,000 different things between now and then. But at this point, I take the Bears 24-23. I do another pick segment, which I will be doing Sunday right before the game.
Are you trying to maintain the suspense for that segment?
I don't think anyone needs to tune in to hear what I think about it.
I think they do.
But you will have the definite answer, and maybe we'll play it here on Monday if it's any different. How's that?
Well, if you change your mind, I do think that would be worth noting on Monday morning.
I would like to say if I change my mind, I am entitled to count both picks, so I definitely win. It's kind of like that Notre Dame-Pittsburgh game.
Yeah. Notre Dame-Pittsburgh game is a big number if you're gambling.
I know. I saw that.
I don't think it's going to be as close, sorry, Dave, on the field. I think that Notre Dame probably will cover and win that game.
You like them a lot, huh? You think they're going to run over a team? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Because that's how they win.
Yep. That's how they have won. And that's on brand, isn't it?
Are you concerned at all about their defense?
Yes. I think Notre Dame's defense has been the biggest reason why all season long, as they have stacked consecutive victories as they have been known to do after losing early, that defense is a concern.
I agree.
It helps you. It prevents them from being legit college football playoff type trendy picks.
But let me ask you this. Do you think Pitt has enough on offense to make that defense worse than they are?
What I've seen of Pitt, I haven't watched every game like Dave wants that, but what I've seen of Pitt, they do have a talented offense, but I just don't know that they would enough.
I think
talented
Notre Dame wins the game
to make
too.
Notre Dame pay.
I agree with you. But we're not wagering. We're just drinking coffee.
We're just drinking coffee.
With whoever the winner may be. We'll drink it with Dave, but whoever.
We'll drink it. Yeah, we'll drink anybody's coffee.
Well, we won't drink coffee with them if Dustin, who took the Irish, wins because he doesn't drink coffee. He just buys it.
He just buys it. And
bless his soul.
Although he would enjoy some of these new flavors.
Oh, my God. You with the coffee.
The Christmas season flavors.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
David is choosing between whether he wants to get a ginger or a Christmas blonde.
Gingerbread. Gingerbread.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You like a ginger.
Or a sugar cookie.
Or do you prefer a Christmas?
We'll find out.
Oh, you like a Christmas
blonde.
Need
a little sugar jolt.
Okay.
I needed that. I need a sugar jolt so I could make my pick and stick with it.
I love that you don't like that. That really makes my day.
It's hilarious. No, I just...
You know who has a pick that you like, that we always like? Brad Biggs. We'll talk to him next. We'll get his take. Maybe I'll adopt his pick. Who's going to stop me? Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Yeah, whatever.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.